Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at gardenamerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
She is right. We are back. It is hour number two, six after the hour. Hey, our friends on the East Coast, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Garden America. Thank you for being there. Facebook viewers, we do appreciate it. If you want to give us a comment, question on Facebook, we welcome that. Also, 855-424-9825 and John at GardenAmerica.com. That's where we stand.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful weekend.
Oh.
Right here.
85 today, is that right? It's going to be mid-80s again?
Yeah, mid-80s again. And I think, and I hope I'm correct, but I don't think anybody's underwater at this moment. I mean, the flooding has subsided.
You mean here in San Diego?
Well, no, I'm talking about nationwide. I don't think anybody is in any severe states. I mean, I know there's people still recovering.
Yes, exactly.
You
know?
Yeah, you have the aftermath of the hurricane.
Yeah, but I think that we're
going to take a long time to recover from.
We're all in this moment of,
yeah.
Because for weeks, there was always something to, you know, report.
Something going on, yeah.
You know, whether it was flooding up north or a hurricane hitting the south or, you know, everything else. But I think it's nice that we're kind of all getting into the fall now and it's looking good.
Hey, thank you for the gourd.
Yeah, you see that?
I appreciate that.
It's fall in here now.
Looks like
Godzilla.
A pumpkin to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yep. I thought it wasn't a pumpkin until you carved it, but then I guess that's a jack-o'-lantern, right?
This is the season that you harvest gourds, though.
It is.
And winter squash. We should, I should say that there is some confusion when you talk about summer squash and winter squash.
Yeah, clear that up.
Because some people think that winter squash, you plant in the winter.
Yep.
And summer squash, of course, you would plant during the summer months.
You plant them to be ready for those seasons.
Right. You plant them all at the same time. And if you planted summer squash like zucchini or crooknecks, you've been picking those all. Patty Pans been picking those all summer.
Patty Pans?
Petty Pans.
Okay. Clear that
pants,
up.
Patty Pans.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the winter squash, like Hubbard and butternuts, things mm-hmm. like that, you're starting to pick right now, and they go into winter. They're called winter squash because they have harder shells, and they'll hold over the winter. So you can store them. Matter of fact, there's the one, what's the one, Scott? Squash tree amble, which will last 2 to 3 years once it's picked.
A lot of squash lasts for over a year once they're picked, though, right? I mean,
winter squash,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, like a Hubbard or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's still a very long time mm-hmm. because people think like it's a vegetable. It won't, you have to use it within a few weeks, otherwise, right. It rots and dies. But I think the most tender are the pumpkins themselves. I mean, I know they're not a squash, they're a pumpkin, but you know, those are probably the most tender because
a lot of them turn into squash the day after, after Halloween.
You go to the store and you see all those decorative squash for the holidays. you can have those for a year easy.
The gourds, you
the
mean?
Gourds. And
oh yeah, the gourds like last a long time. Yeah. Well, there's the one that was called the 7 year melon or 7 year squash that the Incas used, and they would keep it for times of famine. And I have one in, I have two that I picked, and they're in my yard right now, and they're on their fourth year.
Wow. Wait a minute, you picked them, and they're in your yard? Like you just
Have
them sitting on the,
just
on
have
the
them sitting,
deck, the patio or something?
Yeah, sitting out near a tree, and I want to eventually use the seeds, because it's hard to get the seeds. Matter of fact, they used the plant in Mexico for, I'm trying to think, they candy the fruit or something?
I don't know.
It's called chilicayote in Mexico, where they use it. But anyway, that's kind of interesting to think of a vegetable you could have for 7 years.
Long.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how good it tastes after seven years, but if
when
it's
you're,
between that and
starving
to
say,
death.
When you're dealing with famine, I think taste buds went out the window a while ago.
Yeah, really?
I don't know if I told you this story, but I think I did, that I had planted the seeds because I had always wanted to see how this thing grew. And next to my property alongside the fence on the side of my house, there was a large mulberry. And I put the plant next to the fence. It grew up the fence into the mulberry, covered this 30-foot mulberry completely, and then had these watermelon-like looking fruit hanging all over it. And they were on my neighbor's, my neighbor's tree.
Yeah.
He thought they were watermelons, and his son was all excited that I had to explain to him, no, they're not really even that edible.
They're loofahs.
Fast growing?
It was, fast growing, yeah.
It took
30
over.
Feet in 1 year.
Wow.
And it's a perennial, so it will last from year to year. Unless you spray it with Roundup like I did.
No.
I had to stop it. Yeah. It was just too big. It was like kudzu.
Yeah. Jeez.
Stop the madness.
Rick had commented that it's his second year up there, and he's amazed at how fast the trees turn colors. And, I mean, it could happen so quickly. As soon as we get a weather change, the plants know it's time to start.
Well, he used to live in Monrovia. In Southern California.
That's a big difference.
And I'm originally from Michigan, so I know what he's talking about, because everything's green 1 week, and 2 weeks later, everything's full of color. Mm-hmm. And in California, it's just like a little more laid back.
Yeah.
A tree will do it here and there.
Yeah, we'll put a little yellow in.
not too much, not too quick.
And it'll be tree by tree. You can have four trees in your yard,
right.
And one tree's changing, and the other trees are like, no, I'm still green.
I'll see a lot of liquid ambers that don't begin to change color until after Christmas.
Right.
And, you know, they're supposed to be deciduous.
What do you have blooming, John? I've got Pope John Paul blooming right now. But
I just cut back a couple weeks ago my Pope John Paul II rose.
Are you still having, you know, one of its characteristics is it doesn't really hold itself up very well. So I've got three of them.
Well, mine has been in the ground
down.
For 10 years, I think.
And the longer it's on the ground, the better it gets?
Yeah. It's got a trunk that's probably...
The stem. Talking about the stems, how they lean.
Yeah, my trunk's about 6 inches across.
Wow.
So the stems that it puts out are about an inch across. So they're pretty sturdy.
Now, would the same hold true in terms of... Because yours is in the ground, mine's in a pot. Does the pot, if it was in the pot for many more years, would it improve? Or is it because it's in a pot that it's probably not going to... They're probably always going to be... hanging down.
Yeah, you've got a few things going against it for you, because not only is it in the pot, it's not in full sun. Yeah. You get a lot of shade on
and
your
even
patio.
less sun now.
Right.
This time of year.
So that's going to produce more supple stems and a variety that already tends to that, like you mentioned.
So it's only going to accentuate it.
Yeah, you need to move somewhere where you've got a little yard.
Fallbrook.
You know, Fallbrook would be nice. A half an acre.
There's a half
it's
acre
got roses.
On sale.
Yeah, it's already got roses planted on it.
And you'd probably like to continue to care for that backyard.
It's, you know what? If you bought the house, I might. I might throw in a year's worth of maintenance.
You know what? He would just because that's very personal. When you begin a project and you have to leave it, you know.
Yeah. I would let's see, what would I want in exchange for that? Access to the yard for a year.
Fine.
I would
come and go.
I would maintain it as long as I could dig up whatever I want and take
it
with me.
It's yours. I would sit back and watch.
We've heard John's maintenance schedule, all right? It's not exactly a great bonus. I mean, you know how many times we've sat here and been like, oh, I've got to work in the roses this weekend. I think I might put it off for another week. I've got a rose that's 8 feet tall, and it's just too overwhelming.
You know what? I pruned those 8-foot-tall roses.
What the variety?
I think it's Grand Amore.
Of course, you have the tag on there. So.
And Moro Lindbergh. Those were both over 8 feet. Matter of fact, Grand Amore might have been 10 feet.
Well, look at the name, right? Grande?
Yeah. I haven't pruned though. I didn't prune those roses for 3 years. But anyway, now I'm expecting some phenomenal fall blooms. Because, I had to cut them down from 10 feet down to 3 feet.
Well, that'll just make them right back up again, right?
Yeah. I'm going to really have good fall bloom,
Do you know that concept, John? I mean, with your sons being arborists, this idea that sometimes a heavy pruning initiates bigger growth. So sometimes they tell you not to do such a heavy prune so that way you get minimized growth. I was just talking to a tree guy about this a few weeks ago, and because I had a customer who wanted to lace out their tree, but they wanted to lace it out severely, and he was saying it might not be a good idea to do it so severe because it actually initiate more elongated growth later on.
Well, we can talk about that when we come back from
excellent
the break.
Very good. That's what the music says. It is break time, and we're going to continue this discussion afterwards. Looking for your questions, comments. Come on, what's on your mind? Fall planting, john@gardenamerica.com, 855-424-9825. Facebook Live. We're going to step aside, take a break, come right back.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get smart about insurance before you buy. For information you can trust, contact your state insurance commissioner or visit insureyouonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back after those messages here on Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines open at 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, Facebook Live. Bring us up to date before the break, Tiger.
So before the break, I was talking with John about the idea, the concept that when you do a heavy pruning, rather than just a moderate or light pruning, that it actually initiates a plant to grow faster.
Yeah, it spurns growth.
And you'll have to reprune again sooner than if you would have just done a moderate pruning.
Yeah, and there's a couple things that cause that. First of all, if you prune heavily, you now have a giant root system that's supporting a very small tree. So all that nutrients that are going up the trunk into the tree have to go somewhere. So they push a lot of rapid growth. Hmm. The other thing is that buds are normally dormant in the shade. And if you expose bark that was in the shade to sunlight, it now initiates growth on a lot of those buds. So you have two things going for you there. Buds that now are initiated to grow, and the huge root system
that was supporting it before, but now it's not.
Yeah, look at avocados. You know, sometimes they'll cut them down
to a stump,
to a stump and graft them new varieties on, and within a year you've got a full size tree practically.
Yeah, and so I think
prune lightly.
You know, well, it's be consistent. Don't let the tree or shrub
get out of bounds.
Get out of hands in the first place, because therefore you are going to have to. I mean, you know, when people have those 15-foot tall hedges that they only want to 8, and then they trim it down to 8, next thing you know, a week later, it's up to 10.
And what about your hedge? What's the update?
It's growing. It's filling in. This rain that we had, I think, really encouraged a lot of its growth. And I'm finding a balance because I used to have that pepper tree there.
Right.
And
You took that out.
I took it out, but I found it was pointless to do the thorough root extraction and all that because I was going to be battling it anyways. So I'm treating this pepper tree in between my new podocarpus hedge that I planted. And I'm winning, but I also hit some of the podocarpus every once in a while. But it'll only brown out like one branch, which is nice. So
did you try the sucker stopper?
And that's working.
It is working.
It is working.
Yeah.
Yes, I tried the sucker stopper on that, and so I'm winning. I'm winning right now.
So let me ask you, how high do you want the hedge?
10 feet.
Okay, so you get 2 feet to go. Then you're going to, like, that's going to be it. You're going to keep it at 10.
Yeah.
As a neighbor barrier as well?
Yeah, it's a neighbor barrier, and it's, if you go into the Facebook page and look at the pictures, I have 4 neighbors on one side of my house, and every neighbor has its different barrier. Some has a fence, some have a wall, some have a fence with slatted. And so this is a nice way to just create some consistency along that side, because all you're going to see is green hedge rather than this hodgepodge of fence lines kind of a thing.
You know, Jan pointed out on Facebook that we were talking about pruning different things, and we were talking about how far back I had to cut some of my roses. And she said that some roses don't like heavy pruning, and she mentions Peace and Anvil Sparks. Trying to think, Brandy is another rose that doesn't like heavy pruning, and to some extent Double Delight also. So you do have to know the variety of the rose that you're pruning to before you do it, so you don't damage the rose bush. I've had Anvil Sparks, which, you know, I'm trying to think, I think they changed the exhibition name of Anvil Sparks to Ambosfunken.
What, a little German?
Oh, so much easier to say.
Yeah, German, right, I'm assuming?
Right.
Okay.
As a matter of fact...
He's getting excited, Tiger. Hold on.
Well, I'm getting excited because I'm thinking about the auction, and Jan donated an Anvil Sparks to the auction, and Anvil Sparks is a fantastic rose, and she donated several roses to the auction, and they're grafted on Fortuniana rootstocks. And Fortuniana for Southern California... It's one of the best rootstocks you can get. It's so vigorous. You'll get plants that probably have 30% more blooms and 30% larger plants than with anything
else. Disease resistant because of the grafting to some degree?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Not even close.
Not even close. It affects the vigor, not disease resistance.
So that's another radio show.
Well, no, there's some rootstocks do that.
Yeah.
You know, like vegetable rootstocks
sure.
and things like that.
But not roses for the most part?
I don't think they're...
That would be nice. Wouldn't that be great if you could...
Have disease-resistant rootstocks? It would be.
You wouldn't have all the brown spots and all that other stuff? And...
Yeah, except usually there's no transfer of genetic material between the rootstock and the top of a plant. So the rootstocks that are disease-resistant are resistant to soil diseases.
Soil.
Yeah, soil-borne. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the foliar disease.
Right. And there is a disease called gall that roses get. Maybe there would be a rootstock resistant to gall. I don't know.
Did Danny, what have you read Rick's latest?
Yeah.
He's got a question.
Yeah, and it's a good question because right now a lot of places, we at Mission Hills Nursery are having our fall sale. This is the time of year when nurseries clear out their spring, summer inventory.
Got to get rid of it.
You know, because over winter, things slow down. You want to have less inventory to take care of. So
you need room for Christmas trees.
Yeah, and we need new room for Christmas trees.
Yep.
Exactly. So it's a great time to go shopping at your local nursery because a lot of stuff will be on sale, not just plants but other materials. But some of these items are root-bound, overgrown, or you know, you have to know what you're buying. And Rick's question was he was given, I believe it's actually, he was given 3 fuchsia hanging baskets, but they're root bound and hard to manage, and he wants to know if he cuts them back and then takes them out of the pot, removes some of the root mass and then replants them, would that be okay? And I'm going to say yes. John may say different. Well, I don't know, because I mean most plants that would be okay if you remove some of the foliage and you take it out, maybe, you know, shrink some of the root that shouldn't drive it too bad. You got to be careful removing root from any plant, but I think fuchsias bounce back, you know, pretty well from that kind of a thing. But what do you think, John?
I'm thinking that I need to work on being more agreeable and a nicer person just in general. Because when Tiger has to preface his comment by, Now, John might say something different. Like, yeah. I'm almost afraid to say this because John might.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
No.
Well, I know you're not afraid, but it makes me wonder, like, maybe I need to be a little bit nicer in the way I reply.
Maybe you have something different or something more to add on to it.
Oh, okay. I agree with you 100%.
How about that? Okay, I'm going to mark it.
It's true.
I'm going to mark that. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 35 minutes after the hour. We are back. We continue here on Garden America. Want to get a hold of us? Questions, comments, something happening? John@gardenamerica.com. Here on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. Also, Facebook Live as we're talking about trees, everything this morning.
Well, we were talking the concept of heavy pruning and what you have to watch out for if you do heavy prune.
And John agreed with you, by the way, last segment.
Yeah, and then we led into the fall plant sales at the nursery and being able to get a good deal on some stuff, but it might be root bound.
What's the best deal right now at your nursery right now?
50% off fruit trees.
Wow.
So stone fruits, not citrus.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to – I don't want to blame Tiger's dad for this. I'm not sure he was the one. But back in my younger days when I was managing garden centers, come to this time of year and we were told we had put all our fruit trees – everything in container on sale, 50% off. And bare root fruit trees back then were really big, and they came in middle of December to the end of December. But meantime, all the trees that were actually a better buy, because they were in 5-gallon containers, I had to mark them half price. And I thought, if anything, they should be more than the bare root trees.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
It's just, I think it's the space and the clearing out. Everybody likes stuff new. Looks old and people get.
If you need the space, I could see doing that.
But I wanted to say on the idea, as John was mentioning, these things have been around for a year. And some people get worried because sometimes they can get root bound in the pot. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you are going to go to one of these nurseries and get discounted material and it might be root bound or even just older in the can, HB101, you should buy a bottle of that along with it, because I found that when transplanting these items, it works really well to help a root-bound plant, help a overgrown plant adapt to planting. And the nice thing about it, unlike a starter planter mix, like sometimes there's the vitamin B1 or Super Thrive, the HB101 is a bit more natural, and so it doesn't force this down the plant's throat. It kind of lets the plant take it up and
as use much it as naturally. It needs, how much it needs.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a big HB101 guy.
He is. Well, I am too.
It works.
And it's just recently, I would say, the last few years.
That's what I'm saying. I've been trying and it works.
It's amazing. Because people like to use something and see results.
Yeah.
And even though you may have results that you don't see, you don't get quite as excited. HB101, and we've had people call us and say, I can't believe in just 3 days what's happened to my plant.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that sometimes bringing the plant back from the verge of death is an option, because there's not a lot of products out there that
give
you that
option. Sense of accomplishment, too. You feel good about that, you know?
I love Milorganite, but, if I put Milorganite on, it's not going to do – it's not going to bring the plants back.
Two different things. Yeah. HB101 is not fertilizer.
Right.
The best we can describe it is what, maybe vitamin, John? It's vitamins for your plants?
Yeah, Milorganite is for maintaining plants and keeping them healthy. It has nothing to do with resurrection. You need HB101 for
the messiah of plants?
I love it. You need a cave with a stone wall.
Exactly.
For the rose auction coming up, I treated some of the plants that were very small, and most people would say they're not going to be ready for the auction. I treated them with HB 101 just to make them saleable for the auction, and they're doing really well. So I agree. We always kid about our friend Joel and about how he uses
more is better.
More is better, and much more is much more better.
He buys a gallon jug of it.
Oh yeah, it just grows a little bit too fast. But yeah, I do like it. And you mentioned vitamin B1, and I'm trying to think, probably in the 60s and early 70s, people in California used to buy that by the gallon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all the studies I've shown show that vitamin B1 does virtually nothing to help a plant grow. Mm-hmm. It does smell. but other than that, it doesn't do anything.
So what's your take on fish emulsion?
Well, fish emulsion smells and does the job because
it's like Milorganite. It's a fertilizer. It's not a product that you do use to, you know, like John mentioned, resurrect.
Vitamin B1 was the main ingredient in Super Thrive.
Correct.
And they, for years, pushed how great it was. And some people use Super Thrive and swear by it. But Super Thrive now contains a lot of micronutrients. And the micronutrients are good for plants. But the vitamin B1 that's in it is, as far as I know, virtually worthless.
Yeah, yeah. I think in some cases, Super Thrive can, you know, transplanting or dividing, it's a good product.
Yeah, but because of the micronutrients.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of them in there.
Yeah, but if I was to be, you know, trying to reestablish a plant, maybe from a stress or anything like that, no, I'm not going to use
HB 101.
I'm going to use the HB 101.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. Any emails, John?
I don't know. I haven't checked in a while.
See if anybody's checking in. That would be john@gardenamerica.com, also 855-424-9825. And right there is Rick and some other people have done on Facebook Live, which we get to immediately.
Yeah.
And golly, got a bunch of questions here.
See, look at that, huh?
I don't know if we have time to answer them all.
Well, let's just dive into it and see what happens.
All right. Let's see. Millie was first. And this might be dangerous because I'm going to read these.
Without pre-reading.
Yeah, without pre-reading.
You know, the trick is, as you're reading, try to look at the next line.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is from Millie, and she says, I'm looking for a climbing rose that can be relatively drought-tolerant once established, plus disease-resistant. Done a little research and come up with a couple of names, Lady Hillingdon and New Dawn. I live in Napomo, California, and have a couple of climbers that are doing relatively well, even with me probably not watering them enough. They are Autumn Sunset and Sally Holmes. Thanks for any ideas, Millie. A lot of climbing roses are going to be tough to begin with. Hardy growers is the word I was looking for. And the two that you mentioned, Millie, Lady Hillingdon is a tea rose, which I happen to really like that rose. You might also consider, and New Dawn. Mm-hmm. Is also a good one. There's one that, if you can find, that Ralph Moore put out called, it was a striped rose. And now my mind just went blank. As soon as it comes to me, I'll mention it, though. And I was also going to mention there's Climbing Cecile Bruner.
Yeah, that's a very common and matches the description that she was talking about. Hardy, low water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that any of those will work for you, Millie. But Lady Hillingdon, I'm just starting to become infatuated with tea roses. And if you're just starting to grow roses, I think for the most part, this is a generalization, but I would say most beginning rose growers do not like tea roses.
Right.
And they also don't like single roses. But, you know, as you mature, you develop an appreciation for those kinds of things. And tea roses were the roses before hybrid teas that were popular in the 1800s. But they're very hardy roses. And in California, bloom about 11 months out of the year.
A long time.
Great roses for California. Also, I want to mention, Millie, if you go to ccrsauction.com, It stands for California Coastal Rose Society, so ccrsauction.com. The roses in the auction are broken out by categories. And if you look under climbers, you'll find a dozen there. And there's a link from there to help me find. And I think that almost every rose in that list is going to be pretty drought tolerant. So,
excellent.
So you might just take a quick look at those.
While you're getting ready on the next question, I'll mention if you want a not drought tolerant rose, it was that rose that you guys had in the auction a few years back after Katrina, that Peggy Martin that was flooded for 2 weeks underwater and it survived.
Yeah.
Not only underwater, but under seawater.
Gosh.
Peggy Martin actually is drought tolerant.
It is actually a very hardy rose.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, for a rose to survive that long under those conditions is amazing. Just shows you how hardy roses are. Another question from Bill, and he wants –
Well, we'll go to a break first.
I'll wait till we come back.
We'll come back with Bill's question, and if you have a question, if John's email box isn't too full, johnagardenamerica.com, Biz Talk Radio at 855-424-9825, Facebook Live as we continue. One more segment coming up on your Saturday, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Vagnasco. We are coming right back.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to fertilome.com for more information. Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to MissionHillsNursery.com for more info.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just like that, we are into our final segment. We had somebody ask a question on Facebook. They said, podcast? Question mark. Yes, after the show today, we are doing another podcast. Have we decided what we're going to be doing on that podcast for those that
Fall planting.
Fall planting on the podcast today, which will be up and loaded, ready to go by Monday morning. So fall planting on today's podcast, which you won't hear live, but you'll hear the recorded podcast by Monday.
I'm not sure I even get what a podcast is.
It's a show.
It's radio that we get to use expletives on.
What? How do you find it, though?
Well, but good question, John. You can download the iHeartRadio app, or even, I don't want to say better, but maybe more convenient, every week in the newsletter, John puts a link there. You click that link, it'll take you to all the podcasts, including all the previous podcasts. Every single one we've done is up there loaded and ready to be listened to.
Can listen to these any time of the day.
Any time of the day. 1 o'clock in the morning, you want to hear a podcast, you get the newsletter, click the link. Or download the iHeartRadio app and search for Garden America.
Wow, it's so convenient.
It's so convenient. How do we do it? Yeah. Volume.
Okay.
Next question, John.
All right, this is from Bill. And we were talking about Milorganite. And he says, hey, guys, do you know if Milorganite's having production delays? We haven't been able to get it at the Ace Hardware stores in the San Luis Obispo area for months. And, Tiger, you said they did last summer, right?
Yeah, they had some production issues at their plant. I can't remember if there was a malfunction or a fire or something. But they since got that resolved, so you should be able to get some now. I mean, I know we have some in stock, and we just got some recently. So
there's Bill's answer right there. Come down to San Diego next weekend for the convention and the Rose Auction.
And visit Mission Hills Nursery.
There you go.
And you can get all the Milorganite that you want.
Yeah. Fill up your trunk.
Yeah.
Actually put a layer of Milorganite bags down in your trunk and then put the roses you bought on top of them, lay them down, and drive back to say hello.
And the nice thing about it is because you're getting Milorganite, you're not going to get on the watch list for buying large volumes of fertilizer.
No,
it's only Milorganite.
That's ammonium nitrate.
A watch list?
We used to sell a lot of ammonium nitrate.
He used to sell a lot of things that were not probably...
Well, ammonium nitrate, there's nothing really wrong with ammonium nitrate. It's a good chemical fertilizer.
Good chemical fertilizer.
Yeah, results are explosive.
Skull and crossbones? Okay, John, next question.
Okay, let's see. This is a Tiger question, I think.
Yes.
We didn't get the picture, but... question says, I just attempted to send you a picture of a growth in one area of my garden. These particular lumps are growing around a struggling clump of mondo grass. These brown lumps have grown around other plants in the same area. The only fertilizer I've used in this area is Milorganite. It's in it's my all-use fertilizer, so I don't think it has anything to do with these brown, smooth lumps. Oh, yes, a white smooth growth develops gradually around these lumps, too. Any suggestions?
There's a fungus among us.
That's what it sounds like, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Usually that would be indication of too much moisture, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I found that this also sometimes occurs when people do use certain fertilizers, organic specifically, or mulches, because even in times of dry weather, they retain moisture in those mulches, and then they develop that fungal issue. I'm trying to think of what it was called, but they're not harmful ones. You know, they're not harmful fungal issues for the soil. It's actually good. It's kind of what is taking place. You know, things are breaking down, things are decomposing, fungus is developing, and that's actually beneficial. They're not always great to see in your yard, and they do spread rapidly. Like you said, if you start watering a lot, the fungus spreads quickly throughout the rest of the yard because they break open and the spores right. move around very easily. So I would say nothing to worry about, but it is usually overwatering or not evaporating water, meaning shady area or an area that isn't getting dry in between.
So waterings. Heavy clay soils maybe could
yeah.
be a problem.
Yeah, exactly. The one time that you do want to watch out for fungal issues with soil is if they're attaching themselves to the base of a tree. So if you see it attaching itself to the base of a plant, that will begin to decay the plant itself, and that's an issue. But when you just see them in between plants, mm-hmm. mushrooms and those
that's
spores
okay.
and things, those are pretty yeah. normal usually.
One more?
I was just smiling because Jan read my mind.
When you were thinking of the...
We were talking to Millie, and I was trying to think of the climbing rose, like... I didn't give you guys enough information that you could have come up with the name, right?
No.
She got it, though.
She got it. Shadow Dancer's the name I was
Why
trying
to
think
of. Why don't we have her on? Let's have her on as a guest in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, we could, you know, to talk about roses.
Sure.
She's been very instrumental in helping us at the Save the Roses Foundation. So we really appreciate all her support. And I'm looking forward to... seeing her at the convention. Hopefully she can make it down. I know she's had some pet sitting issues that she's been trying to work out. But we were hoping that a bunch of us could get together and maybe set up some strategy for saving some of these roses. Right now we're working on some projects of bringing in roses from Europe that are from gardens that need help. So,
would that be a big quarantine thing?
Well, anytime you bring roses yeah. from Europe, it's a problem. Bringing roses from anywhere other than Canada is very difficult to bring them into the U.S. So that's a problem. But there's some varieties over there I'm really excited to see for the first time. And I think I mentioned last week that they had rediscovered the Mrs. Miniver rose.
Right. Yes.
And right now... Our friend Becky Hook in France is working on starting some of those for us, and hopefully we'll have those next year.
Okay, well, John, you're right. You didn't get through all the questions, but time is a factor right now as we wind things down. Anything last minute you want to mention?
No, just make sure to make your plans for the upcoming auction, the 28th, October
and
28th.
We are back next Saturday. You're a question mark.
I'm a question mark, but you guys will talk about it if I'm not here.
All righty. Hey, thank you so much for watching us on Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in on BizTalk Radio. And, of course, hour number one on AM 1240 here in San Diego. The replay of today's show, Southern California, Los Angeles, AM 740, And we thank those fine people. For the entire crew, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Mays.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.